Hi, it's Kim Knight here, founder of the Knight Method of Transformation. And in this short video, I want to talk about constipation and maybe some perspectives that you may not have thought of as to why you may be experiencing constipation. So, about 12 to 19% of the population in North America in 2009, which was as many as 63 million people, were suffering from constipation. And it is very highly likely that this is higher now because all the statistics of people with all sorts of health conditions have just been on the rise in the last few years. They're not going down, they've been going up. So, the first thing we need to understand about our body is that it not only has a physical function, it has a metaphysical beyond function. Now, if you've watched some of my other videos, you'll probably see me repeating this again and again and again because it is absolutely critical to understand that our body, or the functions of our body, are not just physical. Literally, every cell, every organ, every tissue has a job to do to process our emotional energy, to process our stress. They are not just doing a physical function. But what is really interesting is that the type of function physiologically will give us clues as to what the metaphysical function is. So if we look at the physical function of the large intestine, it is to let go of waste. So our food goes through the stomach. It goes through the small intestine, and that is where assimilation is done. And then once it reaches the large intestine, it is the large intestine's job and the rectum to let go of the waste, to let go of what we don't need. So this is a physical, physiological function of the large intestine. So if we look at, well, what is it doing metaphysically? It is also letting go of what we no longer need. It is letting go of waste material, but not just physical waste material. It is letting go of emotional and mind waste material and also emotional toxins. So I'll give you an example. I was working with a client many years ago. She was in her 70s and she'd spent 3 months in hospital with chronic lower stomach pain. So it was in her large intestine. Chronic pain, lots and lots of tests, but nothing showed up physically. And in our second session, what came to light was the fact that she had not grieved the death of her mother. Now, in Chinese medicine, the emotion of sadness and grief is very much related to the large intestine. I can't go into detail in this video of how that is, but it is. So certain emotions gravitate more to different organs. So sadness is related to the lungs and the large intestine, which are a paired organ in Chinese medicine. So she had this sadness and grief stored in her body, and her body had been very intelligently storing those emotions until she could clear them because she just suppressed them in the moment that she heard that her mother had died. And in that second session, she tapped into that grief and she released it. And the pain that she'd been experiencing for 3 months went in a second. Now, it doesn't always happen that quickly, but it's a really, really good example of how our body holds emotions and how those emotions then turn into physical pain. So my question to you is, if you have constipation, what is it that you're holding on to? And what is it that you have not let go of? Now, this could be many things. It could be stuff happening in the now, quite possibly, stuff ongoing in your life right now. Or it could be from the past as well. And the two are often related. So we have to ask ourselves, what is it that I'm holding on to? What is it that I'm not letting go of, that I'm not willing to let go of, I'm not ready to let go of, or maybe I'm afraid to let go of? You can ask yourself these questions. And one of the core themes, one of these recurring themes with the constipation and the colon is indigestible anger. In other words, we've had anger, we've had upsets, we've got angry over something, frustrated, but we have not let it go. Who have you had upsets with that has created frustration and anger that you have not resolved? It is not completed. These are useful questions to ask. Another common theme with constipation and the colon is territorial anger. So this is to do with somebody maybe crossing our boundaries or encroaching in our space psychologically, maybe even physically, and it is affecting our self-worth, and our self-worth is not as high as maybe it could be, and we're holding on to anger because of that. So this is another common recurring theme. So I hope that's been useful, and I look forward to seeing you in other videos.